This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is February 1st, 2014. Super Bowl preview part two. Double R, what's up?
What's going on, my guy? Back again.
Chilling, that's what's up.
Calhoun, where you at, man?
We put out the APB for Calhoun, but he was busy, like he's saying, doing the white man's work. And Mario, too, we put out the APB for old Mario, but he was unavailable to come. But anyway, me and you, we're going to wrap it up. We started, this is our first year doing, you know, the DigitalDarren.com show, first full NFL season. Started out really good. We missed a couple of episodes because of me and my laziness and technical issues I had. But
we missed a couple of episodes
Because of the weather. Yo, let's go on and talk about the weather first before we talk about anything else. We both in Atlanta. This was apocalyptic for me. I don't remember Atlanta being that bad. What about you?
Man, the blizzard and what, you know what, 93 or something, it went next worse. Like
93 was bad. People keep talking about 2011. We were in Vegas for 2011 when that happened, so I think when we got back, the snow was just thawing out. You remember that?
When we got back, it was here already. So it wasn't that bad to me. And he let me just, Atlanta don't know how to handle no snow weather.
Yeah.
That's all that fall down to.
Yeah. This one was kind of apocalyptic because one, Kasim Reed don't know what the hell they doing.
Hey man, the governor, they want to blame it on each other. Both y'all's real bad. So somebody man up and take this L. Casino. Right, spending taxpayer dollars, not using it correctly.
Yeah, just putting it in the back of his pockets. He already done blew the Braves. He blew this. He fucking up real bad, ain't he?
Hey, he going down in history, might be Atlanta worst mayor.
Oh, he going down in history as the worst mayor in Atlanta.
Hey, I'm going to nominate that one. I'm polled with nominate for the Atlanta worst mayor in history.
God damn. That's a hard one.
Yeah, I said, we got it on
here. See,
you got any problem, come see me.
Enough about Snowpocalypse 2014. Let's sum up the first year so far. We had a good time doing it. Who would be your MVP in this first NFL? You know, in our first podcast, we give out some quick awards. Who would be your MVP?
MVP? Y'all gotta go myself. Everybody else, I'm not voting for them. Y'all vote for me, all my fans, vote for me.
Alright.
I need a belt. Lynn's running around here showing off his little belt.
Oh, he showed off the belt?
Yeah, he running around here showing off the belt.
Alright, for those who don't know, Lynn himself won the podcast, the NCAA Picks and Kicks Challenge. Next year we'll have one for the NFL and the college football. So if you want to get in,
with nobody else he going against.
He was going against me, he beat me, but if anybody want to join, email us and we'll get you in. We'll have a trophy and a belt for you. So, what was your favorite podcast show you was on? Like, you remember what episode was your favorite?
It might be the Atlanta era, you know, that's the best one.
I think the best one for me, especially for NFL, was the 10-7 2013, the worst day in Atlanta sports history, after Falcons lost to the Jets and the Braves lost in the playoffs. I think it was all that. I think we just had a really good time. It was me, you, Mario, and Calhoun, and I think we just covered on everything.
Oh, that was a sad day. When you was an Atlanta fan, you would want to kill yourself.
Yeah, it was a horrible day, but you know, it was a very good podcast. Like, I think we may have actually got the most hits off that podcast. We may have made our name off that one. And so, that's it. What was the worst podcast? One of the ones you were like, man, this some bullshit.
I can't really say a worse one.
I say when we, this one never made it live, but we were doing part two of the Super Bowl when we were doing the prop bits. Just like nobody was into it, and like we still were learning what prop bits was and stuff like that. But that was the one that I was like, damn, this one, we ain't have no energy, no vibe, blase this, blase that.
Hey, man, if the fans want to kick me out, try your best. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, so let's go on and go and start with the Super Bowl. We talked about Richard Sherman. We talked about how we got here. Let's rank the... I want you to rank maybe the top five most important people in the Super Bowl. From five to number one, where number one is the most important. And we can go back and forth on that.
You know.
Because I got a list in my head. And when you say yours, I go ahead and we can talk about it.
Come on, the number one, the top five that's playing in the game or?
Players, coaches, announcers, anything. Just top five people. Roger Goodell, whoever, top five people in this Super Bowl.
Roger Goodell and nothing, I hope. He making it go in New York. You're the worst one. You don't even make the category.
Calhoun said this. Roger Goodell is a cracker. Like, right? He really does some real white man type, hey, I'm the owner type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I can take my ball and go home.
Exactly. He does do that type of stuff. But. I'm going to say my list. I think I've thought about this list or whatever.
Start with number five.
Number five for me is Marshawn Lynch.
I can't rank him that low.
I think it's four people who are more important than him. But
I would say number five might be Russell Wilson.
Well, Russell Wilson was my number four, so okay, that's a good one. We could just flip-flop. So we'll say number five is Russell Wilson. A lot of his legacy can start with winning this one Super Bowl, right? Because they loved him his first year. Hated him this year. Not really hated him, just kind of threw him under the bus, say he's not the best passer this year. So I think a Super Bowl can kind
of. He did. They lost a lot of receivers. They lost a lot of offense, so you really can't criticize them in that category.
But Seattle does a smart thing. They basically ask him to manage the game. They don't tell him to win the game, right?
So. Well, you got Marshawn Lynch. You better lean on him. That offense is going to go through Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. So we both can agree that Russell Wilson is number five, right?
Yeah.
Any more thoughts you had on Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I said Russell Wilson. I think he had a great year this year. He had a decent year. You can't ask him to do too much for the little they got on offense, the little weapons they got, because he had a lot of injuries. So
yeah.
If he has zero turnovers, he got a good chance of winning tomorrow.
On the scale, on what would you rank him as a quarterback? In the top 10, top 20, top 15? Where does he rank in your list of quarterbacks?
I can't give him a top
10. So he in that 11 to like 20 range or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think 15 would be the number that came to my head about where he ranks or whatever. Who's your number four? Since we did Russell Wilson, number five.
Number four, I'm going to go with the man. Delker. Delker.
You put Delker there, huh?
Number four, yeah.
So he, you know, so it,
huh? Don't be surprised he might get Super Bowl MVP.
That's pretty.
The key in on Bebe Thomas. The key in on Julius Thomas. The key in on Wes Welker. Well, for Delker, he had no choice but to shine.
I'm sitting here. Amazed that you even threw up that name. That shocked me. If they win and he's the MVP, Rashad, you need to place that bet right now. Because that's probably a 10,000-to-1 bet.
I know it.
If you
think of Kawhi, he's going to have a good game. I'm telling you.
I'm not discounting you. I'm just shocked that you threw his name out there. And put it like this. If it were me, I would be scrambling on one of these gambling sites trying to place a bet on that.
You hit it first. There and telling y'all to go gamble. Take what I
said. If you have disposable income and if gamble were legal, that would be a bet I would place.
Just put $10 on it. You're gonna triple you.
Hey, if he wins, like I say, that's got to be a 5,000-to-1 odds on that.
All right, that ain't it.
I really don't have no thoughts on Eric Dicker. That's how off the, that's how far you caught me off guard. I guess what you said.
Number four, who you looking at?
Number four for me actually was going to be Marshawn Lynch. I think that one, he did a smart thing. He had a real big media week, you know what I'm saying, really by doing nothing. And then I feel like if Seattle wins, he has to control the game. They have to keep Peyton Manning on the sideline. He has to run the ball very well. And I think if he has a good a week Sunday as he did for the rest of the week, Seattle wins. Because he was the headlines the whole week leading up to the game.
Not really. It was probably Sherman.
He shut down Sherman because they were talking about how he snubbed the people 2 days in a row. How he cursed on NFL Network. They were just talking about a lot of little stuff he did.
He cursed.
He was talking to one of them. He said shit on NFL Network. And I think that caught him off guard. So they were talking about
Deion,
that.
When he did the interview with
Deion Sanders? Yeah. Then he also, you know, he got his own flavor of Skittles coming out now. So they announced it soon. Huh?
They criticized Marshawn about stuff that is not that irrelevant. Like, he never do interviews. So why they making a big deal out of it?
I mean, Super Bowl, so they make a big deal out of anything, right?
Yeah.
And you got any more thoughts on Marshawn Lynch?
I think it'll be a big key to the game. I think I would have put him up there like number two or three.
All right, well, now it's your turn to do number three. Who's your number three?
Pete Carroll.
Damn, that's who I was going to say for number three.
It's got to be Pete Carroll. He's going to have a hell of a coaching game.
Yeah. What do you think about Pete Carroll since he's left USC? Like, because he coached in New England. When I remember him in New England, I don't remember really great things about him.
They do that in New England.
Yeah, that was going to say, I don't remember too many good things about him in New England. But, you know, USC, he went and dominated college football. Can we agree he dominated when he was at USC?
Yeah, he had a good track record.
Yeah. And now he's at Seattle. He's winning against all odds.
Seattle was down, and Pete Carroll came. He brought them right back what it was before they went to the Super Bowl. You know, you remember after they went to the Super Bowl, yeah, Seattle fell off.
Yeah.
So since Pete Carroll been there, he turned around the program.
Yeah, I think that he did two things that was instrumental. One, starting Russell Wilson at quarterback, and two, encouraging his players to use steroids. I think those are the two things that got them.
I didn't know about that. When this happened?
I mean, they keep getting caught with steroids and greenies and all these other things, performance enhancing drugs. He got to know it, and he got to be encouraging it.
Ah, man, it's hearsay.
They all done got suspended, so.
Oh, that's pillow talk. He not encouraging.
He got to be.
Oh, man. That sounds like the people out there mad because he beating them. He doing something illegal.
I just feel like he encouraging it. Me personally, I feel like he encouraging it. And so, hey. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Ain't that what the Patriot way or something like that?
The Patriots always cheating.
Hey, Pete Carroll learned, hey, cheating get you at another level. So, can't blame him for learning that lesson. I agree with you, though. He will be my number three, too. But I'm going to flip my number three and go on and say, well, before I say my number three, you got any more thoughts on Pete Carroll?
No more thoughts from me.
All right, my number three is John Fox. I think the coach and Jack Del Rio. I think that the coach, for me, means a lot. You know what I'm saying? I've really never been a big John Fox fan. He like vanilla.
He's Peyton Manning over there, so. John Fox, you get credit, but you don't get a lot of credit.
Yeah. I never been a big fan of John Fox. I always thought he was like vanilla ice cream. Nothing that'll make you just be like, hey, he's such a great coach. You know what I'm saying?
A great coach, because you gotta think, what's the guy's name was in with the Colts? The black guy got
fired. Carl Will.
Yeah. Didn't he take them to the Super Bowl?
Peyton Manning took them to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So that's how I feel about John Fox.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that Peyton Manning, I think that he's riding Peyton Manning legacy, but I think it makes him look better because people giving him head for going to the Super Bowl with Carolina, with Jake DeLong.
Yeah, you did a coaching job there, but in Denver, you got Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning running that show.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you completely, but I just think he has a lot. I think his legacy will be a lot more than what it really is in history if he wins. I think they'll call him a good coach and say how he's been to two Super Bowls and blase this and blase that. You know what I'm saying? So I really, 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 really think he'll be remembered in a better light than he should be remembered.
Number two, I was going to say Marshawn, but he off the board. Number two. I don't know. You take me. I know who my number one is.
I think we both going to have the same number one, right? I think it's unanimous who number one is. I think number two is actually that Roger Goodell. And you got to say his name like that. Like when you say Macho Man Randy Savage, you got to say Roger Goodell. I think this is a real big, big, big time for him in the NFL because he's battling so many issues and the NFL is battling so many issues. Like the medical marijuana, that's turned into an issue. Concussions turned into an issue. Point afters are turned into an issue. Just so many different things or whatever. So real quickly, while we on Roger Goodell and while he has his hands full with that type of stuff, I want to get your thoughts on those three issues real quick. Where do you stand on medical marijuana?
I'm like, did you hear the interview by Darryl Strawberry?
Nah, I didn't hear it. What did he say?
Man,
I'm sure he's for it. It's Darryl Strawberry, so.
Nah, he said you open up the floodgate.
For real?
Yeah, he said, how you going? He like, you open the floodgate for guys in the NFL to use that drug for recreational.
And Darryl Strawberry did a lot of drugs in his day, so the NFL might want to listen to him.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah. I was actually looking at a sports show yesterday, and a guy, I didn't even know they had people against marijuana. They had a guy, I think it's called Calm or Clam, and it's Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana, so it's Calm. Anyway, he was talking about how they should never legalize marijuana, and that's one of the worst things that can happen. And I was just so shocked that they even had a person like that.
Well, his fact, what was his point saying it was the worst thing?
He pointed to some facts. I was halfway listening, halfway wasn't. It just shocked me that I never knew anybody was against marijuana. I'm not for or against. I just never know there were people against. Because, you know, a lot of people are for, but I never knew there was anybody against. You know what I'm saying? So that just kind of shocked me or whatever. So you're basically saying they should kind of hold off on the marijuana, on using weed.
Man, you're going to some people out there take full advantage of it.
Yeah. So they need to do their due diligence before they just let people use it. I guess that's what I'm really hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not for or against. If it works, fine. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if people abuse it, then it'll never happen again, right? So they really need to be real careful about how they implement this. The next one is still the concussion lawsuit. I don't know if you've been following it, but the people in the lawsuit have basically said they don't want the original settlement because I think the original settlement was like $715 million, but the lawyers were going to get like $150 million, and the players were going to chop up to $550 million. And so it basically going to be the players get $60,000 apiece while the lawyers get $150 million. And so I think they didn't like that. So did you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is unfair. And the concussion, well, it's growing each year, ain't it?
Yeah.
They're going to have to do something about it, but
I always thought the NFL should make people. I always thought from Little League on, you should make parents sign a permission slip. And then when kids get in college, they sign their own permission slips to play football. I always thought it was a very simple solution. Basically saying, hey, if you do this, you're doing it at your own risk. Just like you do when you go to anywhere, gym, anywhere. When we jet skied one year, the first thing they made you sign was a simple piece of paper saying, hey, if you do this, it's at your own risk. If you break it, you pay for it. It would seem like the NFL would have the same type of very simple contract. But, what about you? You got any thoughts on that?
No. It sounds good, but it they gonna have a look, some looking deeper. Yeah. Bring everybody to the board. We're gonna work for all parties.
Yeah.
You sign that waiver, there's gonna be some. You get hurt on it, like there's gonna be some people messed up, like.
Yeah. I mean, that was just my initial thought. You know what I'm saying? But you're right. They do need to really dig deep into it.
They got the benefit. Yeah, they got to work for both parties because the concussion is serious.
Yeah. And then let me ask you this. The last topic under the Roger Goodell's regime right now is the point after attempt, the PAT. What you thought about that? Like them talking about getting rid of that. What was your thoughts on it?
Man, why would you do that? That's stupid. They always been in the game. Like, I don't know. You're doing too much. You're trying to flex your authority because you can. Like, sit down. Leave it alone.
I think one of his problems is that he sways in the wind. Whenever somebody says something, and in today's world, social media and media gets, hell, we're even considered the media in some twisted roundabout way. But whenever enough people say stuff, it seems like he goes right to what they say. Instead of him just saying, no, we're not doing that. Hey, it's going to stay what it is. It seems like he doesn't have any real nuts to just hold and say, hey, forget what popular opinion is. We've been doing it like that, so we're going to stay doing it like that. That's kind of been how I perceived him. But do you have any solutions? Like, let's say they were to get rid of PAT. Do you have any solution for what they should do?
I don't see the reason why I should get rid of the PAT.
Well, I think they were saying because it's pretty much an automatic extra point. It takes excitement from the game. But they were saying, like, in the past 3 years, people made like 4,000 and missed 25 of them. So it's pretty much automatic. So
it's pretty much, but sometimes it do happen.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of the PAT, what you gonna do? Make it? You need to go for two.
Well, that was one of them. One of the interesting ones I thought was that whoever scores the touchdown has to kick the PAT. Almost like a 3-point play or a technical foul in basketball. So, if you shoot the basket, you can't bring in a better free throw shooter to shoot the free throw for you on the foul. So, maybe something like that. Whoever scores the touchdown kicks the PAT. I think that'd be interesting.
Man, then you're going to have to get rid of the kickers.
I mean, hey, it's a cold, cold world.
I think they need to leave it how it is.
All right.
No bother with that.
All right. So, yeah, this is a long talk, but I thought that Roger Goodell, who will be referred to on this show from now on as that Roger Goodell. I think those are some of the interesting things. And I think he has to address those during this week and just in the Super Bowl in general. I think that's why he's the second most interesting person this week for me. The most interesting person, I think we both can agree. I'll let you say the name, but you know, I think everybody in the world will agree that the Super Bowl is pretty much about this person here.
Yeah, Pumpkinhead and his legacy.
Exactly. Real quickly before we get to Peyton Manning and his legacy, it's funny we said a top five and neither one of us said Richard Sherman. Did you notice that?
Oh yeah, he probably could have been number two. I'll take Roger Goodell out of there.
Yeah, let's go on to get to. I just thought that was interesting, but let's go on to get to Peyton Manning real quick. His legacy. What's his legacy to you right now before the game? It's Saturday, the day before the game. What's his legacy to you?
Man, his legacy right now. Peyton Manning great in the regular season and can't come up in the postseason. So he gonna have to get this win right here just to where the credit's gonna be. He gonna be a Hall of Famer, but he gotta get this win just to have a great legacy.
To shed his haters down.
Yeah, cause he probably be in it like Brett Favre if he don't win it.
Yeah. I've always been the one to think Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback ever. So in my eyes, he doesn't have anything to lose or to lose by losing the game.
But he don't do it in the playoffs, like.
Yeah, but I think that a lot.
He had more mess ups in the playoffs than he had to win.
I agree, but I think that he's taken three different coaches to the Super Bowl. I don't know any quarterback who's done that. And so I think that alone in itself says how great he is. I think that's a tribute to his greatness, that he can take three different coaches. Two of the coaches we can pretty much agree aren't even good coaches to Super Bowls.
Yeah. If you win, it's two. Nobody never won with two different teams.
Exactly. Or two different coaches as being the starter. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that goes into the next question. If he wins, is he the greatest quarterback ever in your opinion?
He come close to it. It could be a Puata scene, You can't leave Brady out of the conversation.
I leave Brady out of the conversation all the time because whenever you say Brady, you got to say Belichick. That's why I always say the greatness of Peyton Manning is the fact that you can't attest one coach to him. He's been great pretty much without – he the probably the only player I say ever who didn't need a coach.
You can say that, but still you got to say Brady now because his records, he wins some big games.
Yeah.
Like some of them games – put it like this, some of them teams that Peyton Manning lose to, Brady not going to lose to them.
I think that's just as much Belichick as it is Brady, though.
So. You're right. It go hand in hand.
Yeah, so that's why I say with Peyton Manning, that's why it's great with him. We'll do 5 prop bets that seem pretty cool, and we'll go for them. So, real quickly, how many times will Manning shout out Omaha during the game? The over-under is 27.5.
I would say under. If he shout out, if he go over, Seattle is in trouble.
That's a good point. That right there pretty much tells you the game, right? If he goes over, the Broncos win by a lot. If he goes under, they lose, right?
Yeah.
I thought this was funny. The second one. Will 49ers receiver Michael Crabtree mention Richard Sherman in a tweet? From the beginning of this game to the end of the game. Yes, it's plus 300. No, it's minus 500.
I'm taking no.
For real?
Man, I said about Crabtree no more. You were 2 weeks ago.
I was saying, do you think he'll say anything about Richard Sherman during the game?
And Richard Sherman having a bad game, yes.
Yeah, I would say, essentially, you betting on what type of game Richard Sherman having, right? I think the answer is yes either way. Cause I think if Richard Sherman balling, I think he's gonna say something slick, hey, or either come back and say he's a decent player. But if Richard Sherman fucking up, I think he's gonna make a slick comment. I think either way he's gonna make a slick comment. So yes, he's gonna Richard Sherman. Yeah, I think either way he's gonna slick hey to say something sneak.
He's gonna sneaky. Take a shot at Sherman.
Yeah, I think that's what he's gonna do anyway.
Huh? I don't think he gonna break up Sherman unless Sherman having a bad game.
I just feel he gonna say something just to be an asshole, you know what I'm saying? Either way. But you probably right, but if it were my money, I would bet yes to that. Our third prop bet, will Richard Sherman get a taunting penalty?
No, I don't think he get one. This a big game, you can't do nothing stupid. Put your team in a bad situation.
Yeah.
You can't give Peyton no chances and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. This is another one that's been funny to me. This is our fourth one. Will Percy Harvin leave the game with the injury? He's been so hurt lately. And his whole career, he's been one big injury waiting to happen.
I'll say yes, he might have another concussion.
Yeah, so the odds are 3-1. I'm with you. I think that he will definitely lead the game with an injury. So I'm completely agreeing with you on that. If you betting, take that bet. That's free money. And the last bet, Will, is always, will the game go into overtime? 13-2.
No. Have you ever been to overtime in the Super Bowl?
It's never been to overtime in the Super Bowl.
Did
nobody. The closer were the Rams in the game in Atlanta when the Rams stopped Tennessee at the 1 yard line.
Okay. Yeah.
So, me personally, I don't think it's going into overtime. If it goes into overtime, that says that Denver is about to lose because that means it'll be a low scoring game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, those were the 5 little interesting prop bets we wanted to leave. It's all come down to this double R. It's time for predictions. I'm going to start. I have Denver winning the game 31-17. Think Peyton Manning cements his legacy as the greatest football player ever. I think that Denver actually stops Seattle and Seattle scores late. And I think Denver comes out a lot hotter than people will believe. And I just think it's Denver's game from start to finish.
I want Seattle to win, but I would never bet my money with Seattle, even though defense win ball games. I think Peyton Manning too smart. He gonna figure out what they're doing on defense. He gonna pick them apart. So I would take Denver too. I'm taking it like 24-21, Denver.
Oh, so you got a close game. I got a pretty much a blowout, but you got a close game.
I got a three-point game.
Okay. All right, that's a good one. All right, anything you want to say or plug or let the people know about before we go?
RTR website coming soon. Check us out.
Yeah, there's
Super Bowl parties, any kind of adult parties, any parties for you guys, divorce parties, we out here.
That's RTR-ENT.com, RTR-Entertainment.com for weddings and other things like that, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for riding with us during this football season. We're going to have some more good content coming for you, some basketball, some music, some February Black History relationships and other stuff. And make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.
And we also going to have Talking Dirty After Dark.
All right.